is beginning to rain, rain, rain to the voice of our Father. Saying, whosoever will come drink of this water, I promise to pour my spirit out on your sons and your daughters. If you're thirsty and dry, look up to the sky. It's beginning to rain.
Hello, friends. This is Tex Mars, inviting you to worship with us today at Bible Home Church, coming to you from Austin, Texas.
Hello, friends. This is Jerry Barrett, the pastor's assistant here at Bible Home Church. Please remember that Bible Home Church operates solely through your love gifts, tithes, and offerings. You can mail a check or money order to Bible Home Church, 1708 Patterson Road, Patterson Road, Austin, Texas, 78733, or you can donate through PayPal on our website. Don't forget to send in your prayer requests as well. We will be happy to add you to our prayer list, and we greatly appreciate your prayers for us. This week, we continue the series, Smooth Tongues for a Rough Beast. We pray that you will receive a blessing from Pastor Mars' message. Up next is Johnny Ray Watson with Glory to His Name, after which we will begin Pastor Mars' sermon.
Where my Savior died, down and from cleansing of sin I cried. It was there to my heart was a blood applied, and glory to His name. Oh, I sing glory, glory to your name. Glory to your name.
Glory.
Oh, it was there to my heart was the blood applied.
Glory.
Glory to His name. Fountain that cleansed from sin. You see, I am so glad that I entered in. Oh, Jesus saved me and keeps me clean. Oh, and glory, glory to your name. The blood applied, and I sing glory, glory to your name. Oh,
may be surprised to know that every man and woman who believes in any religion in the world is a Catholic. The Pope has said, flat out, to the Hindus when he visited India, he said, you do not need Jesus. You have your own Hindu sages. When this Pope went to Benin, a country in Africa, and there were all the witch doctors and the tribal medicine men who all worship the spirits of trees and of rocks and so forth, and devils, and the high priest of Voodooan in that nation of Benin, when he met the Pope, says, I have never seen the face of God, but today I saw the face of God. He said when he looked upon the Pope's face, he literally saw the face of God. Wow. And he was rewarded in turn with a message from the Pope that told the people of Benin they did not have to depart from their ancient tribal religious worship. They could continue the practice of Voodooan, black magic, supernatural powers, and be a Catholic at the same time. Down in Mexico, once a year, they have Dia de la Muerte, the Day of the Dead. They communicate with the dead, but they're still practicing good Catholicism. And now, evangelicals are being told, as long as you're sincere in your practice of your faith, Hindu, Jew, Muslim, Jain, Sikh, it doesn't matter what you are, follow the light that's been given to you. That's what Paul said, John Paul, the Pope. He says, as long as you follow the ray of light that has been given to you, the magic, you see, as the senior George Bush called it, the magic of 1,000 points of light. Just grab hold of the light that comes to you. It could be a Hindu light. It can be Buddhist light. It can be Sikh. It can be Muslim or Jew or Wiccan. Follow the light that's been given to you, and you will enter the kingdom of heaven. Now, we're going to hear from Robert Shuler and Billy Graham, and in their own words, they will tell you they agree with that. You will hear them say, Shuler and Graham, that the way is not narrow, it's a broad way to salvation. You will actually hear these two men tell you that even if the Hindu, the Buddhist, the Muslim, the Jew do not have knowledge of the Bible, even if they do not know the name of Jesus, they are still headed for heaven. In fact, they have Jesus, whether they know it or not. Now we come to the meaning of the new Catholicism when it says, outside the Catholic Church, there is no salvation. Because the Catholic Catechism now says, we have the broad way, and whatever religion you are, if you're fulfilling its desires, then we hold that you are a Catholic. You may not have the perfect way. You may not be following the sacraments of the Catholic Church. But that's okay. You're doing the best you can, given the light that you have. And therefore, you're a Catholic, whether you know it or not. And you have Jesus, whether you know it or not. Now, you can be sacrificing pigs and chickens to the spirits in the Santa Maria and the voodoo religions, but you just don't know that you have Jesus inside, and we accept you as you are. Unconditional love. Isn't it wonderful? You worship Krishna and the snake goddess Kali in India. Well, you're following the light that you have. Whether you know it or not, you have Jesus inside, and you're a Catholic. You may not be a perfect Catholic, but that's okay. You're one of us. Outside the Catholic Church, there is no salvation. But the good news is, everyone is a Catholic. I mean, friends, What a stroke of genius. With one or two sentences, the Pope of Rome has extended his domain from 900 million to a billion Catholics to 6 billion people in the world. They're all Catholic. Well, there is a little group, though. It's the group that says, I will not be part of this ecumenical arrangement. I refuse to go the broad way. I believe that Jesus is the only way, and if you don't have him, you don't have life. I believe the Bible where it says if you have Jesus, you have the Father. But if you don't have Jesus, you do not have the Father, and you're headed for hell. I believe that Jesus was truthful when he said, I am the way, the truth, the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. And anyone who says anything different is a liar. Well, are you one of those few people? Tex Mars is. I am. George W. Bush is not. Let's see what he's recently said. Associated Press reported January 15th, 2004. In a speech at a church in New Orleans, George Bush told the crowd that God works through many of the world's religions. Let me read to you exactly what he said so there'll be no excuse for this man. He said, George W. Bush, now, I think he's now America's number one religious leader. In fact, I believe only the Pope exceeds this man. I believe right now it's the Pope of Rome, George Bush, Mel Gibson, and then Billy Graham. That's the hierarchy of religions in the world. And I guess you could stick the Ayatollahs, you know, in there right after that group. Bush said, quote, miracles happen as a result of the love of the Almighty. Professed, by the way, taught, by the way, by religions from all walks of life, whether it be Christian, Jewish, Muslim, Hindu. So let's get this straight, friends. Miracles happen as a result of the love of the Almighty, as taught, as professed by religions from all walks of life, whether it be Christian, Jewish, Muslim, or Hindu. Friends, there's no way out of this message. He is saying exactly what he's saying. Don't try to read into it anything but what it is. He says, again, I don't care what religion it is. There's nothing more hopeful than the Word. Wow. But George, the Hindus have their Bhagavad Gita. The Muslims have their Quran and Hadith. And the Jews have their ungodly Talmud that calls Jesus a bastard. And their Talmud says, the Jewish Talmud, their holy book. That's right, all the Orthodox rabbis study it and believe in it. And it says that Jesus is burning in hot excrement in hell today. That is so sick, I am just disgusted. I want to vomit when I think of how evil. Friends, there's nothing more evil than that. The Muslim Hadith, the Muslim Quran, says nice things about Jesus, except they say he is not the Son of God. The Bhagavad Gita would say that there are many, many Christ. There are many, many Messiahs. Jesus would only be one of many. But none of these are as vile as the Jewish Talmud. But George Bush says they're all the Word of God. I don't care what religion it is, there's nothing more hopeful than the Word. This, then, my friends, is the kernel, the embryo, the core of this new religion that's sprouting. It is the message of the tare. Come abroad. It comes through the new catechism of the Catholic Church. It comes from the lips of the president of the mightiest superpower on this planet, the New Rome. And it comes abroad and goes into the ears and the hearts of men everywhere. And if you do not profess this new religion, you're an outcast. Mel Gibson told Diane Sawyer, yes, I believe in Mary. She's a tremendous co-redeemer and mediatrix. But then he was asked, well, does that mean that only through Jesus Christ and Mary can a person enter the kingdom of heaven? Well, no, says Mel Gibson. It doesn't matter what religion. As you can be a good Muslim, a good Jew, and you'll enter the kingdom of heaven. Now, many people believe that Mel Gibson, who again is now one of the top religious leaders in the world, many people believe that what he said was exactly true. I would say the great majority of the world believe in that loving statement. He and George are walking hand in hand. Can two men walk together lest they be agreed? And they are agreed. The Pope, Billy Graham, George W. Bush, Mel Gibson, they all agree. It doesn't matter what religion. It's all the Word. Some people said, but Tex, I heard a speech by Houghton Gibson, the father of Mel. He's one of these old traditional Catholics. He doesn't believe in the new catechism and all this stuff. I don't know anything about Houghton. I'm talking about Mel Gibson. Mel Gibson believes in the new catechism, which holds in what is called universalism. That it doesn't really matter in terms of the kingdom of heaven. Even Mother Teresa bought into that. When she was asked about how many converts she had, she said, oh, you don't understand. We do not try to convert Hindus. They have their own sages. They have their own prophets, Hindus. We just try to make them better Hindus. Wow. Friends, this is the message of the hour from Satan. It doesn't matter the name of your higher power. In San Antonio, some people came to me some years ago in absolute, utter shock. They had a young man who was an alcoholic, and they called up Alcoholics Anonymous, the 12-step program, and they said, this young man has a terrible drinking problem, and he's worshiping Satan. Can you help him to find God? And the AA chapter said, well, he's welcome to come to our meeting, but we cannot tell him that his worship of his higher power, Satan, is wrong. Because people in AA, some are Christians, some are not. As long as you have a higher power. And the lady who was a Christian talking to her said, well, you don't understand. Satan, we're talking about Satan. I understand, said the lady from AA. But we have Hindus, Buddhists, others. Who are we to tell a person that they should not worship Satan? We, in our 12 steps, there is one of the steps in which we proclaim that we will turn our lives over to our higher power, whoever he may be or she may be. Wow. Friends, did you know that 12-step program, this higher power satanic nonsense, came from a church in New York City, the same church that sent Pat Robertson out into the world? Oh, I've got much for you. We now have Mel Gibson. We now have the Pope. We now have George W. Bush. And next we're going to look at Dr. David Allen Lewis, Billy Graham, Robert Shuler, Pat Robertson, Jim Baker, Paul Crouch, and so many others. James Dobson, Hal Lindsey. You'll find, for example, that Robert Shuler took the blueprints for his Crystal Cathedral to Rome and had them blessed by the Pope. And on the sixth floor, yes, number six, the sixth floor of his building is a picture of him with the Pope of Rome blessing the blueprints. But did you know that Billy Graham is the one who put Robert Shuler in such a powerful position? And did you know that the Illuminati are the ones who put Billy Graham in such a powerful position? And did you know that Jim Baker and Paul Crouch and so many others are all controlled, I believe, by Jews behind the scenes?
If you're thirsty and dry, look to the sky. It's beginning to rain.
You've been listening to Pastor Tex Mars and Bible Home Church. Please join with us in worship next week as we continue to honor the remarkable Word of God.